Example text. The importance of norms and regulations. Following norms and regulations is essential for electricians. These norms and regulations exist to ensure that proper safety measures are taken while working and to guarantee safe, high-quality installations. In this text, I will discuss what kinds of consequences breaching norms and regulations can bring in the field of an electrician. Can a breach of norms and regulations potentially reach the newspaper headlines? In vocational professions, a norm is an official standard that an organisation is expected to reach. These are not to be confused with social norms. In almost every field in engineering, you have norms that you need to follow, and these are often set according to market standards. Norms are guidelines to maintain official standards. Rules and regulations, on the other hand, are set by committees or tribunals and are mandatory for every electrician. In Norway, the Norwegian law is a foundation for rules and regulations. Engineers and electricians alike take pride in making their work look organised and neat. Making the installations functional is only half of the job. There are a lot of unwritten rules for making an organised installation. At what length to strip the cables, where to clamp cables to a wall, or placement of switches and cable boxes are all examples of this. These seemingly trivial skills are vital to an engineer's skill set and are arguably equally important as following the official rules and regulations. Breaking these norms does not pose a threat to personal or structural damage, but it can lead to the customer being dissatisfied. A vital aspect of an electrical installation is to choose the correct diameter of the cables. In Norway, the NEK 400 norms, Norwegian Electronic Committee, are used as guidelines for picking the right cable diameter. Varying thickness of cables can conduct different amounts of current without overheating, and it's therefore important to calculate exactly how much current your components will draw. Installing a cable with the wrong dimension can have critical consequences. To have a wider cable than necessary causes no technical problem. However, if the cable is not rated for the appropriate currents, the cable will overheat and potentially catch fire. To know the norms and regulations is crucial to an electrician's field. As I've discussed, not following them can have unfortunate consequences. An installation could be certified by official rules while being unorganised. Likewise, you could have an installation that looks expertly executed, but is indeed a fire hazard. Breaching official regulations have the greatest potential to have a critical outcome. Simply choosing too narrow of a cable could have the potential to, for example, spark a large-scale factory fire. I would argue that this is a headline-worthy event. In conclusion, rules, norms and regulations should always be followed to ensure a safe and expertly done installation.